William, I call him Billy Idol. Redoing Thomas, I call him Tommy James. And the Shawnee, I call him the Shondells. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be too if you want to play the Harris Challenge and you haven't played in the last 30 days. You can call now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, on your cell phone, *KTRS, as we roll into this Labor Day weekend. And contestant number one already up on the board here. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul, I can't win. I called in last week. I thought it was if you won every 30 days.
No, I'm sorry.
That's my fault. Sorry.
Thanks for being honest. I appreciate that. Mark, have you played in the last 30 days?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Everybody who gets on here after 30 days gets a thing I consider to be unique in the broadcasting business. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. And that means you can suck up to the boss, you can shout out to the family, you can maybe you've lined up your own commercial endorsement ahead of time that'll pay you for saying some business's name. That's what the five-second cheap plug opportunity is all about. You're free to use it any way you like, Mark.
Looking forward to Notre Dame victory tomorrow.
That's all you're going to use it for, huh?
That's all I'm going to use it for.
I hand you the grand opportunity of the five-second cheap plug opportunity, and you're plugging the Irish.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right.
On the station of the home of the Tigers.
I know, but I'm a Notre Dame fan.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions are that you can, or the categories are that you can choose from today, Mark. Category one, our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, Labor Day multiple choice. And category three, Letterman's 20th.
I'll do Letterman's 20th if I could.
All right. Last night he celebrated on the air. Today's actually the 20th anniversary of his first show on the CBS television network, but they're running a rerun tonight. So that's what this category is all about. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question you like and come back and answer it later, as long as you do it before the one-minute buzzer sounds, because that's when we tally up the points. And if you get eight or better, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul!
Oh, good one.
In a world where prize packages are huge, you're going to get your choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And they're open 24 hours in Florissant as well. Great donuts.
Hours.
Also, a $20 gift card to Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
Well Hungarians.
Well Hungarians. All of that. It's a prize package of well over
$1 million. Or it will become that anyway if you get them all right, because that's the 15-point clean sweep, and you can't do better than that. I do have to warn you, of course, that if you don't get to eight, if you get seven or less, I'll have to punish you. But that's not going to happen, is it, Mark?
No, not today.
All right. The category is Letterman's 20th. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which CBS News anchorman cried when he appeared on Dave's first show back after the 9/11 attacks?
Dan Rather.
Correct. Which star of TV's Charlie's Angels seemed drunk or stoned during a 1997 interview with Dave?
Farrah Fawcett.
Correct. Which star of the movie Charlie's Angels danced on Dave's desk and flashed her breasts at him for his birthday in 1995?
Oh, I can't think of her name. Pass right now.
Which 2008 presidential candidate invoked Dave's wrath when he canceled an interview at the last minute to head back to Washington?
Repeat the question, I'm sorry.
Which 2008 presidential candidate invoked Dave's wrath when he canceled an interview at the last minute to head back to Washington?
2008 would be John Kerry.
John McCain.
Okay.
Which of these did not appear on Dave's first CBS show? Paul Newman, Regis Philbin, or Billy Joel?
Paul Newman.
No, Paul Newman stood up in the audience, and because it was Dave's first show on Broadway, he stood up and said, "Where the hell are the singing cats?" And Billy Joel was the musical guest that night. Regis Philbin was not on there, but I think he's been on a million times since then. By the way, Paul Schaefer tweeted today, on August 30th, 1993, Billy Joel was our guest on the premiere of The Late Show. He wanted to do River of Dreams. We said no. We said no.
Wow, to Billy Joel.
Then he said, we were wrong.
Wow.
Yep.
Thanks, 20 years later, says Billy. And the one you couldn't think of that was in E.T. who flashed her breasts at him, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
In 1995.
I was going nuts. I was like, I could think of it.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you did here. You got Dan Rather for one and Farrah Fawcett for two, and then things fell apart. So you only ended up with 3 points, Mark, and that means I do have to punish you. And here, continuing the theme, what happened to my voice there for a second? Continuing the theme from last night's Letterman show, he brought back the first guests he had on CBS that night. After Paul Newman asked where the Singing Cats were, he brought back Bill Murray to celebrate 20 years. And Bill, well, I guess you could call it, sang. That was Whitney Houston just rolled over in her grave and then snorted a line of dirt. Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great long weekend.
You guys have a good 3-day weekend as well.
Thank you very much. Was that over the line? Too soon?
Too soon.
Over the line. I guess that's what you did there.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm looking at the thermostat on my car, 105. So just looking forward to getting home and popping a cold, frosty one.
Yeah. You know, I asked Siri how hot it was outside, and she turned on the air conditioner app on my phone. That's very, very nice. Which category would you like there, Scott? We have you been paying attention? Labor Day, multiple choice, or a new third category, high school movies?
Oh, let's see if I've been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After leaving shows on MSNBC and Current in the last few years, who reappeared as an anchor of a new nightly show on ESPN2 this week?
Well, I know it's not Jay Leno. We'll pass.
Why did San Francisco declare a state of emergency this week?
The fires were threatening their water supply.
Correct. Which movie star, who famously spoke at last year's GOP convention, announced this week that he and his wife of 17 years are splitting up?
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Nope. Clint Eastwood and his wife, Dina. What substance now legal in two states did the Justice Department say it would not interfere with the sale of?
Medical marijuana?
Correct. Which company was ordered by a jury this week to pay $32 million after one of its delivery men was involved in a deadly car crash?
Pizza Hut?
Sorry?
Pizza Hut.
It's Domino's.
The other Pizza Hut.
Yeah. And it's Keith Olbermann who returned with a new one-hour show late at night on ESPN, which has been getting really late because of the U.S. Open running late every single night. Sorry you didn't do better than that, Scott. By the way, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones did break up, but he didn't speak at the convention last summer, which was part of the question. So we needed it that way. You got 2 points for the wildfires and 4 points for marijuana, and so that's a total of 6. And unfortunately, that means you're below the pain threshold as well. So here comes Bill Murray. The lounge singer on Saturday Night Live, and Paul Schaefer was his piano player. He could sing in those days, and it was actually funny.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go watch Groundhog Day now.
You don't want to do that. You'll hear this over and over again. All right, that's fine. Have a great weekend, Scott. Let's bring in our third contestant now. Hello, Al.
Hello. Tell me about you. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just driving home from work after working out in health today, and going to be driving a concert tomorrow for St. Louis Transportation for all your bus needs. Call 344-1975. That's 314-344-1975.
You're taking people on buses to Sammy Hagar?
He's got a concert. He didn't tell me which one, but most likely.
Yeah, Sammy's playing tomorrow night out at Verizon. Let's see what you have here. You got Labor Day multiple choice, you've got high school movies, and you've got Take a Wild Guess.
High school movies, please.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which high school movie was the first to feature a guy named Stifler and a girl who loved band camp?
American Pie.
Correct. Who was the star of the movie Clueless?
That would be... let me come back to that one.
Okay. For 1 point each, name the three male actors who played students in The Breakfast Club.
Judd Nelson, Anthony Michael Hall, and... Emilio Estevez.
Correct. Who played John Travolta's girlfriend in Grease?
Olivia Newton-John.
Correct. Which pasty-faced, red-headed actress starred as the girl with the forgotten birthday in 16 Candles?
Molly Ringwald.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. This will be for the clean sweep. Who was the star of the movie Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
You don't do better than that. That's 15 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just realized that Molly Ringwald also in Breakfast Club. Have somebody appearing in two answers of that.
Nice Harris descriptive
challenge.
Words there, too.
Pasty-faced redhead.
It fits.
Yes. But no matter what happens, it's not the woman I've treated the worst on the show today after the Whitney Houston line.
No.
I was going to say Whitney Houston crack, but I can't go that far anymore.
No.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Al, but congratulations on the clean sweep. You win the $1 million prize package, and hang on, Dan will tell you how you get it, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. And right behind Al, we have Alan. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good to hear you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I've been married for 39 years to the best wife in the world, Bonnie, who's an early childhood educator.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to her on great work she's doing with kids. You can have Labor Day multiple choice or Take a Wild Guess.
Take a wild guess.
60 seconds on the clock, Alan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. If a piano is 9 feet long, is it considered a professional grand, a concert grand, or a parlor grand?
Pass.
Within two, how many possible answers are there when you shake up a magic eight ball?
7.
20. Which actress was married to Nikki Hilton, Michael Wilding, Michael Todd, Eddie Fisher, Richard Burton, John Warner, and Larry Fortensky?
The only person I would give my wife up for, Elizabeth Taylor.
Which has more teeth, an adult human, an adult skunk, or an adult beaver?
An adult beaver.
Skunk. Which place is not mentioned, in Chuck Berry's classic song, Sweet Little 16? Is it St. Louis, Pittsburgh, or New York?
St. Louis.
New York. Piano's 9 feet long. Is it a professional grand, a concert grand, or a parlor grand?
Parlor grand.
It's a concert grand. Anything 8, 11, or longer is considered a concert grand. Well, you got yourself Elizabeth Taylor, the only woman you wanted besides your wife, and unfortunately that's all you got, Alan. And so, by the way, a skunk has 34 teeth, humans have 32, beavers have 20 teeth, which is weird considering they're the ones chopping down trees with their mouth.
So they got the big ones. That takes up a lot of room.
That's true. Alan, you got 3 points, and so we have to do it to you, too.
And I will always love you.
By the way, when he made this appearance last night, he came in a white Rolls wearing a giant fur cape like Liberace used to, with his name in script in lights. And then having him sing this song at the end just seemed like a tradition continued. Considering that 20 years ago on Letterman's first show, he sang Olivia Newton-John's Physical, Bill Murray. I can't tell you how much I hope we don't never have to hear that again. Alan, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
I hope that you take the 10 o'clock spot on KTRS.
The Jack Buck spot?
The
10 o'clock spot. I thought to myself, well, okay. I'm not going to be taking that full time. People have been asking me, I guess I should announce this. I am not going to be taking over that show full time, but I will continue to fill in. I think I'm going to be on there next Thursday filling in there as the station continues to find somebody to replace. Steve Cochran. And for those of you who don't know, he won't be doing that show anymore. Today was his last show. He was not fired. The station knew about this for, I think, the last 3 weeks. Steve has been hired to do the morning show at WGN in Chicago, one of America's radio stations. And
that's a good description.
Yes, it is. And he's starting that next week. And so after 3 years on middays here, he'll be doing that. And I will not be taking his place, but I appreciate the sentiment, Alan. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Have a great weekend. Here's our final contestant for the challenge today, another guy named Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am going to Webster University to become a teacher, and how about a shout-out to my father who passed away in April, Dennis Rathman.
Okay. What are you going to teach, Mike?
History.
Okay. That's what my dad did for a living. Pretty good career, and I take my hat off to everybody in the education profession. All right, your category is Labor Day Multiple Choice. We have 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president signed the law making Labor Day a federal holiday? Was it Grover Cleveland, FDR, or Thomas Jefferson?
FDR.
Grover Cleveland. In which industry do more Americans work than any other? Agriculture, retail, or manufacturing?
Retail.
Correct. What does the F in AFL-CIO stand for?
Federal.
Federation. Which state made Labor Day a holiday 7 years before the federal government? New York, West Virginia, or Oregon?
West Virginia.
Oregon. Now you need this desperately. In which year was the 8-hour workday established by the Adamson Act? 1916, 1936, 1966?
36.
1916.
Oh.
Mike, I'm sorry to tell you, we have a quadruple punishment day here on the Harris Challenge.
I'm sorry, too.
Personally, Mike, I blame you. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at 5:15. You can play along online at KTRS.com or join us here every week live on the radio. Yes, you can actually still listen to our medium live. All you got to do is put it on the big 550 KTRS.